Auburn kicks off SEC play with a big win, but still number two in the AP poll. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. And we also got my man, Zepp Jasper, in here to talk some Auburn hoops. Auburn kicks off SEC play with a big win. Got a real tough test today as they travel to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. We got a whole lot of other stuff. Got a fun stat to share with you, Zepp. And then, obviously, we're going to preview this Texas game coming up this evening. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 50% deposit bonus. Whatever you give them, multiply it by 50%, you're going to get it back. So $100 gets you 50 back in free play to play with. You got college basketball every single night. You got NBA, all kind of stuff you can bet. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. Check them out. It's mybookie.ag. Zep, we still not getting any respect in the AP poll. Number two again. You know what? I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. We're going to earn it. You know what? We're going to earn it. So Auburn has a big home win, home opener, home SEC opener this weekend. Take down Missouri 84-68. Zep, just overall thoughts on that game, anything that really jumped out to you. What did you think about the Tigers in the opener?
The Tigers in open SEC opener, it was great. We jumped out straight from the beginning. We put the pressure on them. I just thought Missouri never played a team like Auburn this year. I know they played, like, I think Illinois.
They played Kansas. They beat Kansas.
Kansas, which Kansas is number one starting preseason and the start of the season. But I'm sorry, Kansas ain't Auburn. Auburn is the best team in the country. They get in your chest. They play defense. They pass the ball. They communicate. They just do all the little things different. And, you know, Missouri – seeing that, I seen it in their eyes. They didn't want that ball. They had no chance of winning that game.
No, and Zep, tell me if you think I'm way off on this. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was probably our worst game played all year, and we won by 16 points. We turned it over 16 times. We were having a little bit of lazy passes here or there. I'm not saying it's comical to try to reach to find a negative. It's hard. It's like an Olympic sport to try to find something negative to talk about with this team. But I think you played a C plus game. I think you played a C plus game against an 11-2 SEC team or 10-2 SEC team, and it was never a doubt from the time it tipped off. They won the tip. That was about it. They won the tip, and then it was over. It was over. Tigers shot great again, 46% or 47% from three. Janai has another big game, 24 points, 7 rebounds. I don't know, man. It's fun to me, Zep, when you can play a C-plus game and the game's never in doubt. And it'd be a conference game as well. That's pretty fun.
Yes. I actually thought they didn't play their best game also. But the team we got, I just think they got a little complacent. When we went up by a certain amount of points, I think the players start thinking it just was over. They just feel like, you know, Missouri just couldn't mess with us. And we actually supposed to win the game more than we won by. Yeah. Like you say, it was just bad turnovers, lazy passes, C-plus type game. But we're not going to be able to do that. You know, each SEC game, we're going to have to actually come out and play our best every single night because we also have a target on our back. We one of the best teams in the country. We get talked about every single day, whether it's on social media, ESPN, every outlet. So I just think, like you say, we can't make those mistakes coming the next game.
You maybe can get away with that at Neville. You probably can get away with a subpar or just an average game at home, but you go up to Austin and you have a C-plus game and against these guys that can shoot the basketball or really any road game in the SEC. Mm-hmm. I think if you hopefully this was just again for real, it's a 16-point win, but if hopefully this was a little bit of a semi wake up call as if they needed something else. Just to understand, hey, you got to be locked in. You got to be locked in every single game because, you know, a C-plus game on the road can get you beat, and a C-plus game against some of the better teams in the league can get you beat. Tahad had a good game from a points perspective and a shooting perspective, but, I mean, four turnovers to only two assists. Tahad is a little bit to me, and maybe this is just his age, but some of the passes he makes are a little lazy. I think he's got to clean that aspect up, and he'll be able to earn more minutes. I think the way he played Saturday probably is one of the reasons why you can't afford to put him out there for much more than 20 minutes. Because yes, he's a bucket and he's going to score and he's going to be a spark plug, but he's got a tendency to, you know, not be all the way locked in and turn it over. What do you see out of Tahad? What's tell us some things that he's got to work on to help limit those turnovers.
I also think he just got complacent of the game. You know, with being up by so many points, I just feel like he started throwing lazy passes. I just think he got overconfident in himself. And what I mean by that is just, we're going to win this game. He just ain't have that same pop like he usually have. When you see a player like him, you see, like, goal, because you're like, we have to stop this guy. Like I said, he usually don't turn the ball over four times to two assists. But looking forward to next game, he didn't watch film. BP didn't got into him, told him, we're not going to do this, and you have to do this and that in the film room. I'm talking about, even though we won by a certain amount, I'll guarantee you BP yelled at him in that film room and told him, we're not going to do that. So looking forward to this game in Texas. I look for him to have one of the best games in the SEC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know he got some – oh, yeah. Look at this McDonald's All-American talk all week, over the weekend, getting ready. Okay, Mr. McDonald's, we're going to turn it over four times. You're going to sit your butt on the bench. No, it's good to have stuff like – again, they're so good. It's good to have some sort of – it's good to have a game like this where it can kind of bring you down to reality and it not be a loss. Usually that happens and it's a loss. You know what I mean? But this time, I think there was a lot of stuff you could point to that says, hey, this has to be cleaned up. And if you do it on the road against Texas, it can end up with a loss. So a lot of good stuff, I think, that you take away from it. Again, 16-point win to open up the season with a team that beat Kansas. I mean, beat Illinois. I think they lost to Illinois and Memphis. I think that was their two losses. But this has had, you know, had some success this year. And you shut them down. You held them under their averages as far as shooting percentage goes. I think you held them under their average of points. Really, the only place you really got beat, you kind of got beat a little bit on the boards. They out-rebounded you a little bit. But other than that, they just outclassed them. But got to clean up the turnovers for sure. Janai, man, just still having an incredible year. Listen to some of these stats, man. And these aren't even the stats I was telling you about that I want to share. But, like, he's the number one ranked player in KenPom. He's the number one ranked player in the Evan Maya. He's number five nationally in double-doubles. Number five nationally in rebounds per game. I mean, he's a top 10 national in rebounds, total rebounds. 20 or more points in nine games. I mean, you can just keep going down the list of all the achievements. I mean, definitely player of the year candidate. And I would say if you ended it today, it'd be a robbery if he didn't get it. I mean, holy cow, man. I knew Janai was primed to have a good season, but to me, this is even better than I expected.
I knew Janai was going to have a great season also, but I didn't know he was going to go Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain mode. I didn't know he was going to go Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid. He's just going to be up there with the best of them. It's like everything he's done this year, he's made his team better. He's made his coaches better. And he just made the fans better. It's just like everything he does at a high level. Oh. And, you know, every time I watch him, he gets better and better each and every single game. It's like the level of competition doesn't stop him. It's like you have to send a double team. If I'm teams, he's going to kick it out if you double team. If I'm teams, you go one-on-one, he's going to score. He's going to make the right play. So Janai's definitely the front runner to win. If we stop today and they didn't get him Player of the Year, National Player of the Year, someone
call
hating.
Cops.
It'd
call
be
the
some
cops.
Call the
call the
cops.
police call the police it's a robbery.
It's a robbery. We got to do something.
I mean, he started off the game. I think he scored like the first 9 points of the game, first 9 points of the game. He had a three to start off the game, and then a couple of he hit some shots early where you can tell how the game's going to go early. I think when they feed the ball into Janai and you can see the matchup and what it's going to be, you can tell pretty early that this team's in trouble. And it felt that way whenever he got out there. So he's having a great start to the year. Auburn has a great start to conference play with a big 16-point win. I got a statistic, Zep, I want to share with you. I think it's going to blow your mind, okay? So this year so far, Auburn as a team has its best three-point shooting percentage. Then you got to go all the way back to the Final Four team. They're at their highest three-point shooting percentage. I'm a three-point shooter guy. I love the three. And to me, especially with Bruce's system, it's always felt like the way they play defense, if you can shoot above 35% from three as a team, you're going to be really good. You're going to be really hard to beat. And they're shooting closer to 40% from three. They have four players, Zep, shooting over 40%. You have Denver Jones shooting 46%. He had a down night. He went 2 for 6 Saturday.
A down night.
46% from Denver Jones. 46% from Ja'Kai Howard, who is so much – has such a better three-point shot than I ever expected at this point in his career. Now he's only 6 of 13, but still. Tahad Pettiford, 42%. Miles Kelly, 40%. Injured. We haven't even seen Miles Kelly full 100% yet. We haven't even seen a fully healthy Miles Kelly yet. And then you got Chad Baker Mazzara, who he's not over 40%, but he's at 38%. I mean, this is an incredible shooting team. And to me, Janai Broom, that's great, but I think this may be what helps him be the guy he's being this year, the way that we're able to shoot the basketball. Just thoughts on shooting overall and like how dangerous does that make this team when you have five guys that are essentially virtually shooting, over 40% from three?
When you have five guys that are shooting over 40%, that's super dangerous. That's like a fire that can't a fire that can't be burnt out.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you stop these guys? It's like you got Janai Broom in the inside and you got three-point shooters on the outside. It's like, what do you do? How can you stop it? You can't.
Yeah.
I can't give you a logic to stop something like that. That's incredible. I think this is the best shooting team that ever came through Auburn history. Without a doubt, if they keep these numbers up, they have no choice. I don't care about the Final Four team. I don't care about the team I played with Jabari. This have to be the number one team in shooting statistics ever that came through Auburn.
So you just kind of glazed across it. Like, how do you defend this team? If you're an opposing coach, how do you defend it? What do you do? Like, what's the game plan that you're looking at? Like, what kind of team could give Auburn fits? I'm having a really hard time trying to find a weakness to expect from another team to kind of show us defensively that might slow us down offensively.
The only thing that can stop us is us. Mm. And I think teams that can stop us is teams that play just like us.
Yeah.
When you see teams who play like us, like I say, Iowa State, they don't play like us, but they have similarities. They play defense. They're physical. They're tough. They play team ball. Teams that have that type of aura are teams that can stick with us. But I don't see any team in the SEC that had that type of aura. Maybe a couple. I'm not going to say no names because we're not worried about any teams in the SEC because guess what? We're going to always be the best team in the SEC. I love to tell folks that, but I just don't see teams in the SEC. Maybe a Tennessee, but we're waiting on them. We want them bad.
We want them bad. We got them coming at the end of the month at home. That's going to be a blockbuster game for sure. So, yeah, I've just been thinking about that. Like, what do I expect? And to me, I'm trying to think about what Iowa State did. And to me, it was just they have guards that are really aggressive. So mm-hmm. to me, that you got to take chances with Auburn. You got to take chances on trying to, trap. Get in Denver's face, get into Odd's face as soon as they cross half court, and hopefully slow down the rhythm a little bit. To me, that's the only way. And then just pray they don't find the open guy, and then pray they can't get it into Janai. I mean, to me, that's the only way. That's the only way you can beat this team. And then you have to hit your shots, which we haven't. We play such good defense. We make that really tough. It's really a two-way basketball team, man. They play both sides of the court better than any team I can really remember. So it's a lot of fun, obviously. And then we're going on the road tonight. You're listening to this on Tuesday, playing Texas at Texas. So that's a first. I'm not sure if we've played there in the past, but obviously in recent history, we haven't played there. So you're going to Texas, first year in the SEC, and you're playing a 9-3 ball club, 11-3 ball club, not, they've played a tough schedule, really good shooters. Auburn's a 9.5-point favorite on the road, which is crazy to me. Zep, tell us what to expect from Texas.
Well, they got good guards who never seen a defense like Auburn, though. They have a Trey Johnson, who's a guy who's a lights-out shooter, a freshman, a Matt Donner's All-American. He's a go-to guy. He's one of those guys you can't let get hot, but he's also a guy who you can make him turnover prone. You can make him take bad shots, and he can affect the team. And I just look at it as they do not want to take bad shots, because their bad shots is going to lead to runouts and easy fast break points for us. So I think we should beat this team by over 9 points.
Yeah.
Especially with the defense we play, but we never really been to Austin too much. We really have no history playing against Texas so much, but they're all right basketball team, but I'm looking forward to this being our first road SEC game, so I think it'd be a tough game.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you go in as the number two team and a number two team in the country on the road, so you think everybody's going to be giving you their best shot. It's a little bit of a bigger arena. Can they pack it out? Can they get loud? Texas does have some history of playing some pretty good basketball. So I'm just looking at their schedule, Zip, and they open up the year with Ohio State, who we beat by like 1,000 points. They lost by eight. They lost by eight to Ohio State. They lost to UConn, who has not been very impressive this year at all. We saw them go 3 and go get you a barbecue sandwich on the way home from Maui, 3 in a row. And then they also lost pretty badly to Texas A&M, who's a pretty sporty team. They lost by 20 to Texas A&M. So, again, they shoot the ball really well. They got three guys shooting over 40% from three. But I'm like you. If Auburn just goes in there and plays their B-plus game, maybe even B, just maybe even just a B game, they should win and win pretty easily. So I'm interested to see the guard matchup. They play a lot of guards, and I don't know that they have like a real true big that's going to really be able to give Janai fits, but not many people do. So I'm with you. I think Auburn goes in and gets the dub tonight and covers that 9.5-point spread. And then you get to come home, and then you get ready for Tennessee on Saturday. I was wrong. It's not later in the month. In the month, it's Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Texas's schedule. They play Tennessee on Saturday, not us. We play them a little bit later down the road. But yeah, going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully Auburn can go in there and get the big win and keep the streak going, man. Keep the streak going. Hey, we got to earn that respect. We're trying to get that number one ranking, then we want that number one overall seed. That's what's going to be. Awesome, because if you can get that number one overall seed, you basically get almost all your games in Atlanta, which would be fantastic. So Zep, appreciate you jumping on, man. Tell them how they can find you. Tell them how they can support you.
Find me on Twitter at RIP_QAN5. Instagram at RIP_QUAN12.
Absolutely. And you can find me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. We're going to be back a couple more times this week. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.